This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Britain, the United States, and Canada have accused Russia of trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A joint statement from Britain, the United States, and Canada blamed group APT29, also known as Cozy Bear, which they said was almost certainly operating as part of Russian intelligence services. This is the same group that is widely suspected of hacking the Democratic Party ahead of the 2016 US election. The NCSC said the group's attacks were continuing and used a variety of tools and techniques, including spear phishing and custom malware. Meanwhile, Canadian authorities said the attacks were hindering response efforts and that risks to health organizations had increased. Britain and the United States said in May that networks of hackers were targeting national and international organizations responding to the pandemic. But such attacks have not previously been explicitly connected to the Russian state. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations, saying they are not backed by proper evidence.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. Twitter is in recovery mode after several high-profile accounts were hacked on Wednesday. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Hacking into sites like Twitter is not that difficult to do.
Unfortunately, many companies that we rely on are this vulnerable.
Rachel Tobeck is the CEO of Social Proof Security.
The vulnerabilities are numerous and the attack surface is really wide. There's just so many people who work at a company, and the more people who have that admin access or can pretty much do whatever they want on the back end of the system, the more people that I can convince to do my bidding.
And for the users of sites like Twitter?
It's really, really